Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Thursday, February 20th. Wheat market a bit weaker after the big rally on Tuesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
If you look at it since mid-November, we had a low of $5, then we got up to a high of $5.90. The halfway back mark was about $5.45. This is now in the March contract. Of course, it did get down there, and in one fell swoop, we get right back up through the 65.5 number to $5.70. A lot of participants on the sideline, and as the market starts to settle down, we expect that the fundamentals will really start to take hold, and that increase in the participation should steady the trade somewhat, and as other things start to, you know, come into the market, it'll give us a little bit better of an idea. But until then, the market still remain somewhat vulnerable, and I expect that there's still going to be a lot more volatility ahead.
In closing markets yesterday, Chicago March wheat futures closed down a penny and a half to 565 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 6 cents to 479 and a half. March corn closed down 2.5 cents to 380 and a half. Live cattle futures were up 20 cents on the board to 120.80. March feeder cattle up $1.47 and a half to 140.77 and a half. Class 3 milk futures down 24 cents to $16.77. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.